the ministry base of the church. May not be, but the board would decide that. Determine whether the number and types of prayer groups in the church would provide sufficient guidance to persons who wish to discover their ministry. You see, we've got to prepare for that. And if we don't have but four prayer groups, and we've got 800 members, how are they ever going to get guidance for finding a ministry? Suggest procedures for guiding those who would join the church under these guidelines and terminate their ministry. What do you do with them? For them. Ask all groups to suggest ministries that might be undertaken by the church. See, this is all in this period of improving the church and its ministry base. And then we come to greater ordinary time. This liturgical season begins on Monday after Pentecost and continues until the first Sunday of Advent. It's a time to weigh and to close. Weigh everything that has been proposed in the sanctuary, house, and closet over the last several months. Boil it to the top. Get it on a list and say, which of this is gold and which is aluminum? Close the discernment emphasis on the total church proposition and close in on making final decisions with consensus as the goal. These two movements are intended to poise the church to be prepared to celebrate Advent in anticipation of the coming of Christ. Hey, I'm feeling right now like this is going to be some Christmas Day celebration. We're going to offer the Christ child a new kind of church, fashioned into a base of ministry in Jesus' name. As we look at God in Jesus, in Christmas, incarnate, in the world, which of our plans appear to be aluminum and which appears to be gold? Now, depending on the point of progress, it may be possible for the church to offer on the birthday of the Christ child a new kind of church. We've been working at it a year. Total church. Sanctuary, house, and closet. We've gathered it up, and here we are. Here's a new kind of church. We're different. We want to be different. Which is focused on personal ministry in the name and for the sake of Christ. If discernment has not been reached by Christmas Day, the church may choose to extend the time frame to the end of Epiphany. That's the day of the beginning of Lent. And or even through the season of Lent. With the ultimate goal of having some kind of definition. Maybe not that one we started with, but some definition of a servant church, a ministry-type church, properly discerned and celebrated on Easter Day. Specific goals and time frames for the church's discernment efforts should be clearly discerned in the beginning, continuously updated and thoroughly communicated throughout the year. Three important considerations. Number one, the pastor is the spiritual guide of all of this. The pastor comes into her or his own as a spiritual leader here. The church board is the locus of motivation, energy, and direction of the church. In these three responsibilities, the church is responsible, absolutely responsible to the congregation, because the congregation is not only sitting on the sidelines waiting for the board to do something, they are feeding the board with something to do. And the classes, the men's groups, the women's groups, and youth groups are essential discerners. This is not a little group at the center of the church. The whole church is caught up. The ultimate goals are to discern God's will on a vital question for the church. What is our ministry? What is our vision? What is our ultimate purpose? To responsibly address the question of what is the church's mission and to systematically involve everyone through sanctuary, house, and closet in total church discernment. That's taking the little red, white, and blue card and stretching it out. It's not a new program. It's a way of doing whatever you're doing now and doing it with the focus upon God's will as being the ultimate value that you hold. Now, I want to stop there and see if you have any questions. Yes. Everywhere. 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 I'm sure. And the board's in charge. The pastor is the spiritual guide of the whole sweep. The whole church is sweeping forward, and the board is setting the keel. Sort of the pastor's the spiritual guide. Hey, that's a wonderful combination, isn't it? But I'm so glad you asked what you did, because I want to say to you, let me say it right now. I have bettered up the U.S. Marines, and I'm looking for a few good churches. I'm looking for a few good churches who would say, we would like to focus on discernment of God's will. I'm looking for about 25. I can work with 25. You know, pretty easily with everything else I've got. I'm looking for 25 churches, all sizes, it doesn't matter to me, who would say, we'd like to become a church noted for prayerful discernment. We'd like to become an extension of God's will upon this earth. We'd like to do that. We'd like to try that. We'd like to try to do that. Now, I'm coming to your question. And I'd like to know that, who that might be. I was talking to Maxie this morning. Came and sat down just a few minutes at breakfast, and I said, Maxie, what if we had, coming out of this conference, this conference here, churches in the Asbury Seminary tradition, that decided they wanted to put us specialty upon discerning God's will. Remember I said spiritual discernment is a way to be followed, and prayerful discernment is a prayer to be prayed. Spiritual discernment would be the movements, the year. It's the mechanism that carries it along. But if a church entered into it, they would be entering into prayerful discernment, because this is a deep-running, long, elongated prayer time in which you invite, you may not get it, but you invite the whole church to come along, sanctuary, house, and closet. Let's do this together. And what if we found 25 churches that are alumni? You've got something in common already to say, I want to be a prayerful discernment church on the Asbury Trail. Asbury Trail. This could be my definition of the Asbury Trail. And Max said, well, you know, Brother Francis is not too swift on the liturgical year. I said, Max, you missed the point. You missed it. He said, tell me. I said, Asbury churches, Asbury theological seminary churches coming together and moving together down a trail, down a path together, as with a desire, a goal of becoming a prayerful discernment church. How about that? Would that be something that could work? He said, we got to talk about that. And he had to go to a meeting. And I've not talked to anybody else about it but you. You're the only ones who know about that as a possibility. But I'm just wondering if we could have prayerful discernment churches on the Asbury Trail who are committed to knowing God's will, nothing more, nothing less, nothing else. Using your framed proposition for your congregation, whatever that would be. And now to your question. Here's my answer to it. Between now and the first Sunday of Advent, December 1st of 1997, let your church give thorough, ample attention to a discernment process, a separate one, a preliminary discernment process to that, to discern if we want to become a prayerful discernment church on the Asbury Trail. See what I'm saying? Spend the next, 4 months till conference time? 6-7 months till Thanksgiving time? 7 or 8 months until the first Sunday of Advent and have all of our work done and all of our discernment done and have gone through with our people all these steps already on an issue, a framed issue? Is it God's will that our church become a prayerful discernment church? And in that way, you would begin to pull out the thorns of what you're talking about, I think, because you would have begun to answer that question long before you get there to it. Total church discernment. Yes.
Maybe a word of encouragement. The Church of the Savior in Washington, D.C. has done a lot along this line. But that's really encouraging. That's not tremendous.
Yes. He was saying the Church of the Savior in Washington has done a lot along this same journey. Yes.
Once you've taken a church through the liturgical year, on a very, obviously it has to be a major issue, can you then begin to operate on shorter terms for issues not as major in discernment? Indeed, all decisions that need to come before the church.
Certainly. And in fact, you can do one ahead of the other anytime you want to. If you've got a little group of eight that's got a discernment question, they can deal with this in one meeting with a little guidance. And you can have little mini tracks of discernment taking place in house all along the way. Mm-hmm. Short term. Feeding into this. Feeding it. You can have one follow the other. Yes.
What you described here, and I'm assuming that probably the pastor would begin with a framed proposition, sounds almost somewhat similar to the process of vision for a congregation. The problem I find with that is that it seems to be somewhat of a, people are right on saying you can't have a vision by committee, you have to be kind of leader initiative. This sounds like it's a blend of that. If the leader comes up with the general area, then gives it to the body and work on to improve, better up, and to discern, the result would be a vision for the church that has been clarified with the ownership, but that didn't come from its
Well, the pastor would obviously be involved in this, but it might not be just the pastor. it may be several people whom the board has selected to say, well, we know generally what we want to do. How about you getting together and working out the frame for it, framing it in just the right way and eliminating stuff that is peripheral to it, and come back in and say to us what you think is the framed issue. And that way the board then would have a sense of being able to affirm that this is right, we've got it right, or go back and work on it some more. It can be the vision of a person, you know, a spiritual leader, either clergy or lay. I mean, the John Wesley Great Experiment started in my church through a layman. It was his vision, not mine. And I'd be glad to get a vision any way I could get it, you know. And whoever it comes through, then you begin to receive it in the whole body, rather than somebody, the church lady, you say, well, I don't like that. Does this get at what you're saying? I'm not sure. I want to. Yes. Board could determine that. Certainly, they could say, we want you to, this committee of 6 or 16 or 60, to get together and help us determine now how we're going to close this. The board would probably be the one that in final analysis would make the ultimate final decision about it, but they could say, do some spade work and come back in and tell us which of these options you think we ought to do. Or it may just come clear. I don't know.
Would that be taken back to the congregation again in some process?
Sure. You would determine on the spot what you think now needs to be done. You see, God wants you to be able to discern the divine will more than you want to discern it. So it's not a problem on God's part. It's, for whatever reason, the discernment has not come clear. We have to work with that and come through it again. Yes?
Used Mission 2000 book, had folks from the district come in, had 12, 15 people spend a year going through this process, doing a demographic study of the area, strengths, and weaknesses of the church. And after about a year, we brought in our YV pair, unoccupied space. Before. We reached out to a local elementary school and helped second, third, and fourth graders with their reading and math every week. And it's been very beneficial. It's given the whole church purpose and direction.
Mm-hmm.
Where there wasn't a prior to going through this visioning process.
That's a good word. Thank you. Thank you for that. Yes.
Word of hope for someone who has a very secular board. My board is made up of people who never even come to church.
I do have a word for you.
Yeah. Can I go to the worship committee or somebody else?
Get the blue paper over there that says the nomination and personnel committee in a spiritual discernment church. And I'm serious. That's what it's about. It's over there, and it gets right at that issue. You put your finger on a very tough spot for the church. One of the reasons we're in the problem we are now is that we have people who have been put on the board for the wrong reasons. And the system we've got for doing that perpetuates it. The proposal in that paper is to get spiritually oriented people on the nominating committee who will function as a prayer group to assay the ministries, positions of the church, and lop off those that are not needed after prayerful consideration. Make a note of the rationale for lopping them off. Take it to the charge conference and say, Mr. or Ms. District Superintendent and friends, we recommend that these offices be taken off our roster. We're not going to fill them And here are the reasons. This has come about as a result of a year of prayerful consideration about these. General Conference has given us permission to do that for the first time in our adult lives. It's a new day. Conference said, pick whatever offices you need to fulfill your ministry and do away with the rest of them. We couldn't do that legally before last May. Now we can. Marvelous opportunity for us.
I still need another word of hope. I'm following about 20 years of very liberal ministers who've told fairy tales and given book tours, and I'm just having a hard time preaching the gospel to these people. So I can't get anybody in either one of my churches to pray in the name of Jesus. So how am I gonna ask them to do something spiritual like that? Could I start with a small cell of people?
Sure, fine. Find somebody. Try to find somebody who says grace at meals at home. You know? start wherever you can start, and get a few people and gather them around you to give some support, and who will pray for the church. There's a minister in South Carolina that's making tremendous strides in having redoing an old church into what we think of in discernment terms as a worshipful work church, so that the work of the board is done in the same way, in the same spirit as worship in the sanctuary is done on Sunday morning. Worshipful work instead of business as usual. And he has a 72-year-old board chairperson who is a woman about that big. She is a frail-looking woman who is a ball of fire. And she and the pastor meet once a week for an hour to pray for that congregation. They do not talk about stuff. They don't talk about the church. They don't plan. They come together and pray. Well, that, but a lot of things are creating a spiritual revolution in that church. Find you one or two and go for it. I really want to encourage you. I know that's a tough spot to be in. The little paper over there talks about what do you do when you're in a situation like you're in. Doesn't name you, but it talks about you. And it says, put spiritually oriented people on the nominating committee. That is the most important committee in your church. For any reason you want to say, no committee is more important, because they nominate your leadership. And if they are nominating, if they were nominated for spurious reasons in the first place, you know, I nominate George. George, you're really going to like this. I had to do this 3 years ago and I ain't never doing it again. But George, you're going, I vote for George. And George goes in and says, huh? And goes to the first meeting, and it's a long 3-4-5 hour meeting, and he gets through with two or three of those nights and worn out, and nobody says thank you. And George comes out saying, I ain't never doing that again. You wait till next time, buddy. I'm going to find somebody. I'm going to get Arthur this time. And we put people on for those false reasons, and they're nominating people to get the list done. Why not put spiritual leaders in that position? Now you say, well, you got to nominate them from the floor. Yeah. That's exactly right. I want you to. I want you to be by the discipline. But there's a way to be by the discipline, and there's a way to be by the discipline. Let your present nominating committee come up with a new criteria for nomination. Hey, folks, we want spiritual leadership in this church. That's what we need. And when you nominate somebody from the floor, make sure it is a spiritual leader, because that's who we need. And, Ms. District Superintendent, when all the nominations are made from the floor, we would like to submit a list also. Every district superintendent or bishop I've ever talked to about said that is legal. Says you've got to take nominations from the floor or be open to. Doesn't say you can't take nominations from the nominating committee. And the criteria has now been established for a new kind of leader. And the understanding is that in all the people we are nominating, we have checked with them, and they are willing to serve a new, as a prayer nominating committee, which means they will not meet two or three times for grueling meetings to do nominations. They will meet 12 times as a prayer group to pray for the ministries and leadership of the church, out of which they will, first of all, assay all of the jobs and determine which ones we need and the ones that they want to fill. Then they will prayerfully consider filling them by spiritual leaders. And whatever they cannot fill with a spiritual leader, they will leave unfilled. It will not be a filled office. And you get a prayer nominating committee functioning in that way, then you've got a better chance of having a board eventually, we talk in time here, eventually made up of people who have a sense for this sort of thing. That's what that paper's about. And if you want a piece of spiritual dynamite, I double dog dare you. That's what we used to say in Florida as a growing up boy. If we were serious, we'd say, I dare you. But if we were really serious, we'd say, I double dog dare you to take that and consider it. It's the blue paper over here. I put it in blue because I wanted it to stand out. Well, you're doing good. Would you want to just stand up and take a little break, and we're coming back and put our head down and drive?